Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Chamber of Commerce Board Chair Mimi Kelly Meyer about the retirement of Chamber President and CEO Brenda Easter and the next steps for the hiring process.
The Indianola Chamber of Commerce had some pretty disappointing news to me personally that Brenda Easter is retiring, but overall, it's pretty good news that Brenda Easter gets to retire. First of all, tell us a little bit about the chamber board aspect of things when you found out Brenda announced her intentions to retire and then kind of leading up to this point.
Right. So, in the same regard, as you said, it is disappointing. Brenda's done a great job. She's been with the chamber for the last 8 years and had significant improvements with the chamber and really has grown it. We have unofficially had a chamber for many years, but it wasn't until Brenda came that we really formalized our chamber status. I'm very excited for Brenda. It's a great opportunity for her to, you know, to kind of go into the next phase of life and do the things that she's really passionate and excited about. So that's really great. From a chamber perspective, we are in the process of honing in on the right job description so we can get that posted and get that position replaced and filled as soon as possible. Brenda has graciously agreed to stay on through that process just to make sure that we aren't dropping any balls along the way. But she is, she's been an asset to us, and we're moving forward on finding a replacement for that.
Speaking of, like you mentioned, her building up the chamber status, talk about some of the accomplishments that you think the chamber has had over the last couple of years, because I'm thinking of all the events, all the things the chamber was part of. What comes to mind when you think of Brenda retiring and what she accomplished at the Indianola Chamber?
Yeah, we definitely have some legacy events that she's helped put together. Some of our Friday Night Live concerts and our golf outing that she's been instrumental in. Some of the behind the scenes things that most people wouldn't see. She's done a great job with us financially. She's helped put us in a really solid place. So that's helpful. She has worked very hard to create relationships within the community, not only with individuals, but businesses, and really kind of made the chamber an important part of the city.
Well, I know it's for the full board to decide, but what comes to mind when you try and come up with maybe an impossible task of trying to replace Brenda and kind of building that job description? What would you like to see in the next chamber director?
Right, we're really focusing on some marketing as a piece of it, community relations, as well as kind of data and really understanding technology and data technology, making sure that we can report back and provide benefits to our chamber members as far as data and technology go as well.
All right. Well, and then finally, a timeline. What are you thinking as of right now? Again, I know a lot of things are up in the air. I certainly wouldn't ask anybody listening to hold you to any concrete timelines, but just a rough timeline as of what now you're thinking as far as the replacing the new executive director, chamber president, and CEO.
Right. We're looking to have that job posted this week, so... Do you need a date?
That's okay.
We're looking to have the job posted this week and then collect applications for like the next 3 or 4 weeks and then, you know, kind of review those applications and go from there.
Thanks to Indianola Chamber of Commerce Board Chair Mimi Kelly Meyer for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.